Doug Mader, superintendent of Coldwater Exempted Village Schools. Last evening, January 14th, Coldwater Board of Education had their organizational meeting, and they also had their regular January board meeting. At the organizational meeting, Jim Miller was appointed president of the board for 2025, and Mike Hoying was voted as vice president of 2025. During the regular board meeting, our treasurer, Jen McCoy, went over our financials, indicating that we are on budget. Also, the board reviewed our check register for the past month, examining all monies that are distributed from the district. I also read a statement for the board regarding the second reading of the 0.5% traditional income tax we're proposing putting on the May ballot. Tonight, the board will vote on the second reading of the resolution to place a 0.5% traditional income tax on the ballot for the May election. This decision is crucial as we navigate a challenging financial landscape and continue to prioritize the district's long-term sustainability. Through numerous forums and board meetings, we have consistently communicated the potential consequences if state funding is reduced or the Fair School Funding Plan is not fully implemented. Last year, a state legislator expressed confidence that additional state funding would make levies unnecessary. In response, we revised the levy proposal to account for full funding of this Fair Funding Plan, demonstrating that even under the most favorable conditions, additional revenue is needed to maintain a fiscal health for our district. Had either of the levies last year passed, we would have been in better position to manage the uncertainty surrounding the state funding. The revenues collected would have provided much needed financial stability for current fiscal year, reducing the severity of the challenges we now face. Unfortunately, as it stands, the Fair Funding Plan, if it is not fully funded, the proposed 5% income tax will not generate enough revenue to keep the district out of fiscal caution. Coldwater Exempted Village Schools has consistently demonstrated a remarkable ability to do more with less. According to the most recent CUP report published by the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce, Coldwater ranks near the bottom in per pupil revenue and local property tax valuation per student among area school districts. For example, we're 12th out of 13 districts in per pupil revenue. We're 12th out of 13 in property tax revenue per mill. 13th out of 13 in property valuation per student, and 11th out of 11 in income tax revenue per pupil among districts with income tax. Despite these constraints, Coldwater demonstrates extraordinary efficiency in maximizing resources. We're first in the region for student-to-administrator ratio, meaning we manage more students per administrator than any other district. We're sixth in operating expenditure per pupil. A significant portion of our spending is dedicated directly to instruction. These rankings reflect our commitment to allocating funds strategically, prioritizing instructional quality, and maintaining a lean administrative structure. Despite limited revenue, we continue to deliver exceptional educational outcomes, proving that fiscal responsibility and academic excellence can go hand in hand. If the legislator confirms that the full funding of the Fair Funding Plan will not be realized, I recommend we schedule an emergency board meeting approximately 50 days before the May election, around March 17th. At the meeting, we will discuss the possibility of removing the income tax measure from the ballot and consider a combination levy designed to generate more revenue. Difficult decisions may also need to be made regarding budget reductions. If either of the levies pass, last year, the district would have collected the additional tax revenues this year, putting it in a much stronger position to navigate the current uncertainties. If you've watched the news, legislators are now saying that the FAIR funding plan will not be fully funded. Matt Huffman even yesterday said that the FAIR funding plan was a fantasy. I encourage the board to consider the importance of this decision and its implication for our students and community. Together, we can work to secure the resources needed to continue delivering high-quality education in Coldwater. We will continue to keep the community updated on progress that we see the legislators making. On January 31st, I am meeting with Senator Susan Manchin, who is coming to Coldwater to have a meeting with myself and our treasurer, Jen McCoy, and then we will also tour our buildings, showcasing what we do here in Coldwater, but also pleading with the need to fully fund the FAIR funding plan.